Product Management. Course Description. This training provides an overview of product management and the product development lifecycle, from market research and customer analysis to product launch and iteration. Participants will learn how to identify customer needs and market trends, develop product strategies and roadmaps, and execute agile product development methodologies. They will also gain skills in creating go-to-market strategies, measuring product performance, and managing product life cycles. Through practical assignments and case studies, participants will develop a deep understanding of the product management process and gain skills to successfully manage products from conception to launch. Module 1 Introduction to Product Management. 1.1 Understanding the role and responsibilities of a product manager. Explanation of the role and responsibilities of a product manager in an organization. Techniques for building and leading cross-functional teams to develop and launch products. Overview of the skills and competencies required for success in product management. 1.2 Defining the product life cycle and its stages. Explanation of the product life cycle and its stages, e.g. development, introduction, growth, maturity, decline. Techniques for managing products at each stage of the product life cycle. Overview of how to identify and respond to changes in the market and the competitive landscape throughout the product life cycle. 1.3 Identifying the key stakeholders and their roles in product development and launch. Explanation of the key stakeholders involved in product development and launch, e.g. customers, investors, engineers, marketers. Techniques for identifying and managing stakeholder needs and expectations throughout the product life cycle. Overview of how to build and maintain strong relationships with stakeholders to support product development and launch. Homework 1. Research and identify a company that produces a physical or digital product. Analyze the product development process of the identified company, including the stages of the product life cycle. Define the role and responsibilities of a product manager in the identified company and identify the key stakeholders involved in the product development process. Develop a product vision statement for the identified company's product. Write a reflection on what you learn from this exercise and how it can be applied to future product management efforts. Evaluation criteria. Clarity and coherence of the analysis of the identified company's product development process, 20%. Quality and accuracy of the definition of the role and responsibilities of a product manager in the identified company, 30%. Effectiveness of the developed product vision statement for the identified company's product, 30%. Quality of writing, including grammar, spelling, and organization, 10%. Reflection on what was learned and how it can be applied, 10%. Module 2 Market Research and Customer Analysis. 2.1 Conducting Market Research and Analyzing Customer Needs and Preferences. Explanation of the importance of market research in product management and how to conduct it effectively. Techniques for identifying and analyzing customer needs and preferences using market research. Overview of how to use customer insights to inform product development decisions. 2.2 Identifying market trends and competitive landscape. Explanation of how to identify and analyze market trends and the competitive landscape. Techniques for conducting competitor analysis and identifying areas of opportunity and differentiation. Overview of how to use market trends and competitive analysis to inform product development decisions. 2.3 Using data and feedback to inform product development decisions. Explanation of how to use data and feedback to inform product development decisions. Techniques for collecting and analyzing data and feedback from customers, stakeholders, and other sources. Overview of how to use data and feedback to improve product features, functionality, and overall user experience. Homework 2. Choose a hypothetical or existing product and conduct market research to identify the target market and customer needs and preferences. analyze the competitive landscape and identify market trends that may affect the product's success. Develop a customer persona for the product's target market, including demographics, psychographics, and behavioral characteristics. Identify potential gaps in the market that the product can fill and provide recommendations for how to address those gaps. Write a reflection on what you learn from this exercise and how it can be applied to future product management efforts. Evaluation criteria. Clarity and coherence of the market research and customer analysis, 25%. Quality and accuracy of the developed customer persona, 25%. Effectiveness of the identified gaps in the market and recommendations for addressing them, 25%. Quality of writing, including grammar, spelling, and organization, 10%. Reflection on what was learned and how it can be applied, 15%. Module 3, Product Strategy and Roadmapping. 3.1, Developing a Product Vision and Strategy. Explanation of the importance of developing a product vision and strategy and how to do it effectively. Techniques for defining product goals and objectives and aligning them with business goals. Overview of how to create a product vision and strategy that inspires and motivates stakeholders. 3.2, Creating a Product Roadmap to Guide Development and Launch. Explanation of how to create a product roadmap that guides product development and launch. Techniques for prioritizing features and enhancements based on customer needs and business goals. Overview of how to use a product roadmap to communicate product strategy and progress to stakeholders. 3.3, Prioritizing features and enhancements based on customer needs and business goals. Explanation of how to prioritize features and enhancements based on customer needs and business goals. Techniques for using data and feedback to prioritize product features and enhancements. Overview of how to balance short-term and long-term priorities to achieve product goals and objectives. Homework 3. Choose a hypothetical or existing product and develop a product vision statement and mission statement. Conduct a SWOT analysis for the product, including identifying its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Develop a product strategy that aligns with the product vision and mission and addresses the identified strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Create a product roadmap that outlines the product development timeline, key milestones, and prioritized features. Write a reflection on what you learn from this exercise and how it can be applied to future product management efforts. Evaluation criteria. Clarity and coherence of the developed product vision statement and mission statement, 20%. Quality and accuracy of the SWOT analysis, 25%. Effectiveness of the developed product strategy in aligning with the product vision and mission and addressing the identified strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, 25%. Quality and accuracy of the developed product roadmap in outlining the product development timeline, key milestones, and prioritized features, 20%. Quality of writing, including grammar, spelling, and organization, 5%. Reflection on what was learned and how it can be applied, 5%. Module 4, Agile Product Development. 4.1, Understanding Agile Product Development Methodologies. Explanation of the principles and benefits of agile product development methodologies, e.g. Scrum, Kanban. Techniques for implementing agile methodologies in product development and launch. Overview of how agile methodologies can improve product quality, speed to market, and stakeholder satisfaction. 4.2, Planning and Executing Sprints and Releases. Explanation of how to plan and execute sprints and releases in an agile product development environment. Techniques for defining sprint goals and objectives, estimating effort, and tracking progress. Overview of how to use sprints and releases to improve collaboration, communication, and accountability among team members. 4.3, Managing product backlogs and prioritizing tasks. Explanation of how to manage product backlogs and prioritize tasks in an agile product development environment. Techniques for defining user stories, creating acceptance criteria, and estimating story points. Overview of how to use product backlogs and task prioritization to ensure that the most important features and enhancements are developed and launched first. Homework 4. Choose a hypothetical or existing product and identify the key features that need to be developed. Create a product backlog that prioritizes the identified features based on customer needs and business goals. Develop a sprint plan that outlines the tasks and timelines for implementing the highest priority features. Execute the sprint plan and make adjustments as needed based on feedback and results. Analyze the effectiveness of the Agile product development methodology in improving product development and launch. Write a reflection on what you learned from this exercise and how it can be applied to future product management efforts. Evaluation criteria. Clarity and coherence of the product backlog and sprint plan, 30%. Quality and accuracy of the execution of the sprint plan, 30%. Effectiveness of the Agile product development methodology in improving product development and launch, 20%. Quality of writing, including grammar, spelling, and organization, 10%. Reflection on what was learned and how it can be applied, 10%. Module 5 Product Launch and Go-to-Market Strategy. 5.1 Developing a Go-to-Market Strategy for a New Product. Explanation of how to develop a go-to-market strategy for a new product. Techniques for identifying and targeting key customer segments, channels, and messaging. Overview of how to use a go-to-market strategy to ensure successful product adoption and customer satisfaction. 5.2 Creating product positioning and messaging. Explanation of how to create effective product positioning and messaging that resonates with customers. Techniques for defining unique value propositions, key features and benefits, and competitive differentiation. Overview of how to use product positioning and messaging to attract and convert customers. 5.3 Executing a successful product launch and measuring success. Explanation of how to plan and execute a successful product launch. Techniques for creating launch plans, coordinating cross-functional teams, and measuring launch success. Overview of how to use launch success metrics to optimize product performance and refine future product development efforts. Homework 5. Choose a hypothetical or existing product and identify its target market and customer needs. Develop a go-to-market strategy for the product that includes product positioning, messaging, pricing, and distribution. Identify and analyze potential marketing channels and tactics that can be used to promote the product. Develop a launch plan that outlines the key activities and timelines for launching the product. Execute the launch plan and measure the effectiveness of the go-to-market strategy in driving product awareness and sales. Write a reflection on what you learned from this exercise and how it can be applied to future product management efforts. Evaluation criteria. Clarity and coherence of the go-to-market strategy, including product positioning, messaging, pricing, and distribution, 30%. Quality and accuracy of the identification and analysis of potential marketing channels and tactics, 25%. Effectiveness of the launch plan in outlining key activities and timelines for launching the product, 20%. Effectiveness of the go-to-market strategy in driving product awareness and sales, 15%. Quality of writing, including grammar, spelling, and organization, 5%. Reflection on what was learned and how it can be applied, 5%. Module 6 Product Lifecycle Management and Iteration. 6.1 Managing a product throughout its lifecycle. Explanation of the different stages of the product lifecycle, e.g. introduction, growth, maturity, decline, and how to manage the product effectively throughout each stage. Techniques for monitoring and analyzing product performance metrics and KPIs to inform decision-making. overview of how to use data and feedback to continuously improve the product and ensure long-term success. 6.2 Analyzing product performance and making improvements. Explanation of how to analyze product performance data and make improvements to optimize product success. Techniques for identifying and prioritizing areas for improvement based on data and feedback. Overview of how to use customer insights, market trends, and competitor analysis to inform product improvement efforts. 6.3 Developing a plan for product iteration and evolution. Explanation of how to develop a plan for product iteration and evolution to ensure the product stays relevant and competitive. Techniques for setting goals and objectives for product improvement efforts. Overview of how to prioritize and manage product improvement initiatives to maximize product value and ROI. Homework 6. Choose an existing product and analyze its current lifecycle stage, including product performance and customer feedback. Identify potential improvements or new features for the product based on customer needs and market trends. Develop a plan for product iteration that includes prioritized improvements or new features, timelines, and resources required. Analyze the potential impact of the planned iterations on the product's performance and customer satisfaction. Develop a plan for managing the product throughout its lifecycle, including future iteration and evolution. Write a reflection on what you learned from this exercise and how it can be applied to future product management efforts. Evaluation criteria. Clarity and coherence of the analysis of the product's current lifecycle stage and customer feedback, 20%. Quality and accuracy of the identification of potential improvements or new features based on customer needs and market trends, 25%. Effectiveness of the plan for product iteration, including prioritized improvements or new features, timelines, and resources required, 25%. Quality and accuracy of the analysis of the potential impact of the planned iterations on the product's performance and customer satisfaction, 15%. Quality of writing, including grammar, spelling, and organization, 5%. Reflection on what was learned and how it can be applied, 10%. This training taught the fundamentals of product management, including market research and analysis, product strategy development, agile product development, product launch and go-to-market strategy, product lifecycle management, and iteration. By completing this training, learners should have a solid understanding of the product development process, including how to identify and analyze market opportunities, develop product visions and strategies, plan and execute product launches, and manage products throughout their life cycles. Additionally, learners should be familiar with agile development methodologies and understand how to use data and customer feedback to drive product iteration and improvement.